Okay, Lech Lecha Torah, page Yud Beis, bottom of the first column. The Pasuk says, Yikarei et Shimcha Avram, when Hashem changed the name of Avram to Avraham, it says your name will not be called Avram. Because you're going to be the father of all goyim, all nations. The inyan of this is like this. Kitam lemila. The reason this bracha happened after Avraham Avinu was with the bris. So he says the purpose of mila. Like we say in the Friday Night Kiddush, but the end of creation, it says Hashebaro lekim lasis. And the Medrash says, L'sakein, meaning the purpose, it says, Shadayin tzarech tikun ayidei Adam, that the world still needs to be fixed and refined through people, Hagam shekvar bara likim esa Adam, even though L'chayr Hashem already created a person. And L'chayr, when Hashem makes something, he makes it to perfection. So why did Hashem make that a person is born without a bris, and now he needs to do a bris? Hashem did not create the person completely. Like the Medrash says that they asked Shashol al Mila. The Rabbi Kursim asked about the mitzvah bris Mila. They said, Im Chavivi Yam Mila. If Mila is such a, the mitzvah of Mila is such a precious mitzvah, Lama Nivra Adam Oro. Why was the person created uncircumcised? Not only that, but Mila Oro is called Mu'usa, disgusting, despicable. So he says, if Hashem hates the Orla and he wants the Jew to have a bris, why didn't he create a Mechatchila with a bris? The Medrash said. And the answer was, Shekom Asher Nivra B'Sheshes Yemei Bereishis. Anything Hashem created in the 6 days of creation, Tzrich Asiyev Tikkun, needs to be fixed. Meaning, like he says, Kamei Turmisin. Turmisin is a type of beans. That you can't just eat the beans. You have to cook it. You have to, he says, Tzrichim Tikkun. Okay, so this is what the Rebbe is explaining. What's the union of bris mila? Because everything Hashem created in the world was created imperfect. Why do we should perfect it? So he says, "Lahav v'mashalech demil nimshul." What v'cheira the analogy is not similar to the mashal, is not similar to the nimshul, so to speak. So he says, "Hinei neides no." I'm a maimer. What do we say? I'm a chadish b'tuvah v'chayim tamin ma'ase bereishis. That Hashem continuously creates the world. That the constantly Hashem is always creating the world, yesh miayin. Not that he did it once, but like the Altarev explained, Sheikh of Amun has to be a continuous creation. It says, yesh gashmi. In order to create a physical entity, miayin v'ruchni from nothing, and spiritual, he actually is kach. Rake the bechinas only to a level of Masha Kozer Vidila Perechas Lochem Ben Kedush Ben Kedush Agadosh. Okay? And he's going to explain what that means. Ki beis amigdash sham hayamok et ashpa v'gilu ashchina v'kotshi akadosh. The beis amigdash was the source of all hashpas, all sustenances. And especially the gilu of the shchina and the kedush akadosh. V'yet ashpa nimshuk misham v'holah. It couldn't have been such a great revelation. Then everything in the world would be the same kedusha. Now, let's explain like this. In order to, it's a lech lecha wind. Okay, the pearl. Now, let's say like this. In order for gashmi to come from nuchnius. There has to be a masach hamabdil, there has to be a curtain. Like in the Beis HaMikdash, he says. You had the Holy of Holies. Then there was the curtain. And the other side of the curtain was not the same level of Kedusha. Then the other side was not the same level of Kedusha. And it kept going down and down. Because if there wouldn't be any curtains of separation, then everything would be the Kedush HaKadosh. Everything would be the same level of Kedusha. So therefore, in order to have different levels of Kedusha, there had to be a mechitza, a separation. So he says, and therefore it had to be the pareches. Hamavdo bin kedusha pareich tagu parsa v'kama mini pareches and hayu bebeis amigdash and the beis amigdash have many different levels of pareches, meaning the different levels of kedusha. Shakol hishtalshus me'elam v'adelam. Any chain from world to world is a day Masach passes through a curtain. Mafsik ben kol elam, separating from every world. In other words, in Chassidus it says that between Atzilus and Bria there's a parsa. It says in Kabbalah. Between Atzilus and Bria is a parsa. Between Bria and Yetzir is a parsa. In other words, like this. In Atzilus, you have the 10 levels. So yes, Chochma is higher than Bina, which is higher than Chesed, but it's all Atzilus. It's Chesed of Atzilus, Bina, the Gvur of Atzilus, Das of Atzilus. Once it goes from Atzilus to Bria, it's a new world. So you can't have the same Kedusha coming down at the same level, because then again it would be Atzilus. So what needs to be in Kabbalah is called a parsa, like in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a curtain between the Kedush and Kedush HaKadoshim, or wall, whatever it was, depending which Beis HaMikdash. So then this separates the level of Kedusha. So therefore, between Atzilus and Bria, there has to be a parsa. Why? Because you can't have the Kedusha coming into Bria, because then it wouldn't be Atzilus, a Bria. Then it would be Yatzilus. It wouldn't be Yeshmiyayim, between Bria and Yetzir, between Yetzir and Asiya. And the same thing in every world, like it says, Bein Kol Eilam, V'zeo Yim Mechadu B'tuvay, She'savis Meyayin L'yesh, what is the creation from nothing into something? Hayidei Masa Chuparsa. Through this level of a parsa, which is called, in our language, Tzimtzum, Nasa Ur Chodesh, Ur Shol Tulda, an offshoot light, Ve'ein Demo Hussar Arishin. Therefore, it's not the same lesson. In other words, like this, if you have a light, we'll learn this later. You have a light, so the closer you are to the light, the more light you have. You go further away from the light, you have less light. But it's the same light, a little bit less. If you put a blanket over the light, the light on the other side of a blanket is not the same light less. It's a different type of a light. So the same thing in Atzilus, it keeps getting less and less and less. But in order to come from Yesh to Ayin, I mean, from Ayin to Yesh, to have Yesh mi Ayin, and then he says, Ukshiyeh mishtash nasa e parsa, Ashinesava Gashmis Mamash. So now, let me explain how does Gashmish happen. There's a level from Tzimtzum Arishin, then Tzimtzum, another Tzimtzum, another curtain, another curtain, another curtain. By the time you get to 100 curtains, you don't see any light.